بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن الإشارة إلى مسلم بالسلاح ونحوه سواء كان جادا أو مازحا، والنحي عن التعاطي السيف مسلولا. There is a next chapter, and this is with regard to the prohibition that we must not show any weapon to any Muslim brother, whether it is seriously or just jokingly also. A knife, a firearm, must never show it to any other person, even to your Muslim brother, even jokingly or even seriously. And when we are giving a sword to somebody, which does not exist in our time, but then also don't give it by the blade, give it by the handle. And this is very appropriate for the time that we are in. Tomorrow will be Qurbani time, we will be handling knives, etc. So we should never point the knife at anyone. And when we give a knife to somebody else, don't give it with the blade facing him. Hold the blade in your hand and give it to him by the handle. That is the correct way at all times. Give it to him by the handle. And all other things also. For example, if you give a firearm to somebody, you are all friends or brothers, you are gone just shooting, and then also as you give the firearm to somebody else, give it, it must not be corked. The magazine must be out. There must be no bullet in the barrel. He must do all that. Must give it just like in the safest way. In other words, when handling anything of which can be dangerous and harmful, take extra precautions. Because as we were reading the hadith, shaitan also plays there. You might just point the firearm just to a friend or to your brother or even to your wife, and you're not serious. But shaitan comes there, and without you knowing, he makes you pull the trigger. And then the worst of things happen after that. So every precaution is required in all these matters. And in all other things also which are dangerous, extreme precaution must be exercised. A friend of ours in a nearby country who has got also a jet ski, but he never allows anyone else to handle it, and he handles it in the most serious way. So many times when we are in a holiday mood, etc., then we take things lightly. And we know a lot of accidents take place, fatal accidents take place. Driving on the road, our youngsters speeding like that, that is also extremely dangerous. They like to play around on the road and overtake and do all those things, but we know how many accidents take place. So all these things, we are warned, we must take extra precaution where these dangerous things are existing. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يشير أحدكم إلى أخيه بالسلاح. Nobody of you should point any weapon to his brother. فإنه لا يدري لعل الشيطان ينزع في يده. Because he does not know, shaitan comes and he can make that weapon drop. And when it drops, it can hurt somebody else. And many times also we know, when a firearm drops, a shot gets fired. And then whoever comes in there accidentally, that person dies or whatever else happens. And then there is a whole procedure of court cases and all lawyers and all jail term sentences and all these things just in that little, when we did not take that little precaution. From here we should understand that shaitan plays a great part in many of these things. For example, just argument between husband and wife. And then shaitan puts some words into the husband's ears, the wife's ears, which the other party did not say. And that party, because misunderstanding shaitan causes. You said something, you didn't mean it at all. You were really honest, but shaitan makes the other party to take the wrong meaning. And then that fight carries on, and many times it lands up, unfortunately, in divorces. Children are involved. So shaitan is always there to cause us harm. We must be very careful. Don't give shaitan the least bit of a chance. Whether it is arguments, whether it is in playing, whether it is on the road, driving, etc., we should be very careful. فَيَقَعَ فِي حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ And then that person, yeah, in this world, it's court cases, jail term sentences, going over and over for court hearings. But in the akhirat, it is a pit of hell for that person. All because he did not take that precaution. So we must be very, very careful that when we handle any, and tomorrow especially, all of us hopefully will be handling knives, cleaning animals, slaughtering, etc. We should be extra careful. Also, if there is blood lying around, if it is like a tile place or concrete place with the blood on it, a person slips easily. And he can slip also and hurt himself, cause other people injury also. So all precautions must be taken properly, and these are the teachings of Islam. And especially with regard to qurbani, we have been taught, don't sharpen the knife in front of the qurbani animal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what, do you want to give the animal two deaths? That one, when it sees the knife being sharpened in front of it, that is already, it's like dying. And the next, when you're slaughtering, why kill it two times? Only the one time you should take the life, so that no animal should be slaughtered in front of another animal. And no knife should be sharpened, or knives must not be lying around in front of the other animal. Animals also understand these knives, etc., and things which can harm them. وفي رواية لمسلم قال, and in another narration of Muslim Sharif it comes, قال أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, whose one of his names, titles is أبو القاسم, the father of قاسم, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أشار إلى أخيه بحديدة, a person who points a weapon to his Muslim brother, hadidatin, iron, whether it's a gun, whether it's a knife, whether it's a screwdriver or anything else by which you can take life, and you point it to your Muslim brother, فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَلْعَنُهُ حَتَّى يَنْزَعُ, and the malaika curse that person until he stops pointing that weapon to that Muslim brother. وَإِنْ كَانَ أَخَاهُ لِأَبِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ, even if it is his real brother from the same mother and father. In other words, don't joke also and point any weapon to to your Muslim brother. And here also, like for example with the qurbani, we don't intend anything, we're just giving the knife. But don't point the knife to the person with the blade. You hold the blade carefully and give it to him to take by the handle. The hadith warns against pointing a weapon towards another believer, because shaitan may cause it to slip from his hand, resulting in injury or death. This is not impossible, since shaitan is forever waiting to cause harm and difficulty to a Muslim. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يطعات السيف مسلولا. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade that you must give an unsheathed sword to another person. That is, it must be in its folder, it must be closed. From there we understand, don't give a firearm that is loaded to your Muslim brother. It mustn't be cocked when you give it to him. Let him do all that. You must give it to him empty. So in the process, if it has to fall or anything, then there is no danger and no harm. The hadith warns us against handing over an unsheathed sword, because it may easily slip, causing injury. In addition, it is haram to create fear in the heart of a believer. This also we should understand, many times as men, the way we treat our woman or our children, as though we are big monsters in front of them. To cause fear also in the other person is not permissible. We should live in a very amicable and in a very harmonious way in the home with our friends also. We must not be treated like a lion or a tiger. Many people call many people, he's a tiger, he's a lion, because of our attitude. That is not correct. A Muslim should not live like that. He should live in a nice, amicable way. Ulama explained that a sword, knife or any sharp object should be handed over by placing the handle towards the person it is being given to, so that no harm may result. May Allah guide us in all these matters, and also from here we can see how complete our deen is. Even these matters, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us directions and directives and taught us how we must deal with all our day-to-day things also. Even the sharp objects, weapons, knives, how to handle them, that also has been taught to us in detail by Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.